This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, the Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
For the past several weeks, we've been talking about issues with abusive relationships, particularly what motivates the man in the relationship or the abuser, which is usually the man. And we've been talking from a particular book that we've been using for the last couple of weeks.
Right. This book is Why Does He Do That? Inside the Minds of Angry and Controlling Men. It's written by a man, Lundy Bancroft. And it's an excellent training book that we use in support group. Lundy has interviewed hundreds of abusive males. And so this is coming from the male perspective, right out of the minds of these angry and controlling men. So it's an excellent resource to use.
And what we're trying to do in this series is present some ideas or some red flags that if they appear in your relationship, it's something you need to be aware of and look into before you commit to any kind of a long-term relationship with this person. And one of the things we're talking about is the characteristics of the abuser. And some of the questions that you might want to ask yourself is, are you afraid of him? I mean, that's a key but basic, simple question to ask yourself.
Right. And in a loving partnership, you should not be afraid of your partner. That person should bring you up, and you should feel safe and supported by that person. You should not be afraid of him or her.
And another question is, are you getting distant from friends and family because he makes those relationships difficult? We've talked about how the abuser will try to isolate the victim from their family and friends.
Yes.
Very common.
And that's a big red flag. Another red flag, and this one will sneak up on us, is your level of energy and motivation declining, going down, or do you feel depressed? Sometimes this is a vicious cycle because he will then blame you. Well, you just never have any energy. You know, you're just act depressed all the time. You don't want to get up off the sofa. You don't want to do anything. When in fact, it's a vicious cycle. If you've been beaten down emotionally or literally in these relationships, you are going to be depressed.
And any one of these things by itself may not be an indication. In other words, if you have a low energy level and are feeling depressed, it may just be because you have a issue with depression you need to talk to your doctor about.
Exactly. Some of these are all mixed together,
right,
that you may have
if
a problem.
If you see more than several of these in your relationship, then that's something to look into. You know, is your self-esteem and self-opinion declining? I mean, that's something that a positive relationship ought to be self-actuating and motivating for people. But if you feel your self-esteem and self-opinion is going down, that's a red flag.
It is. And another thing, are you constantly preoccupied or thinking about the relationship and how you need to fix it? Again, if it's a positive relationship, your partners, you're not always having to fix it. It should be sort of moving along,
right,
smoothly.
If you're going into a relationship with the idea that it has to be fixed or something done to make it right, then probably you shouldn't be getting into it until this issue is taken care of. Another thing you might talk about is do you feel like you can't do anything right? Is that something that you're constantly being criticized and you can't do things right? That's something to consider.
And do you feel like the problems in your relationship are all your fault? Oftentimes in these abusive relationships, whether there's physical abuse or not, you're constantly being blamed for everything.
Right.
To the point where you start believing it.
One of the characteristics of an abuser is he doesn't want to take responsibility for himself. And everything that's wrong or happening in the relationship is because of the victim or something outside of himself. And so if you feel like you're always at fault, then something's wrong in that relationship, and you need to take a look at it.
And lastly, do you repeatedly or often leave an argument with your partner feeling like you've been messed with, but you can't quite figure out why? You sort of leave it shaking your head, confused. And again, this is a pattern of behavior over time. It will leave you feeling confused. You feel like that you're the one to blame, and you may just leave an argument feeling like nothing has been resolved.
Right. And if you want to talk with one of us about any or all of these issues, we have phone numbers, 24-hour hotlines. You can call us in Mitchell County. Our number is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, it is 682-0056.
And thank everyone for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.